Welcome to Belmont. We love Jesus here. We love having children here, and God's been doing a good work here at Belmont. We've been doing a sermon series here called God's Very Good Design. And so today is the eighth and final installment of that series. We've talked about how God designed really beautifully in the beginning and how he made everything and that our worldview is shaped by that. And we also talked about how we ourselves are made in the Imago Dei, the very image of God. Male and female, he created us. And so unpack that, and we're doing this just to kind of show off how good and how beautiful God's original design is, but also in today's world, it stands in stark contrast to what the world is telling us, and so the church once in a while needs a good reminder of just how beautiful God's original design is, and for us to get back to center on that. And so today we're doing a message called Children and the Church. And so we talked about man and woman, male and female, the marriage. We've talked about intimacy last week. And then this week we're talking about children and the church. And we want to do that because in a lot of ways, the culture that we live in these days is not really like pro-children. In fact, there's actually a political movement out there right now saying, hey, stop having kids. And so it's your responsibility, actually, to stop having kids. But the Bible tells us that we actually have a responsibility to multiply and to fill the earth. And so we want to continue on doing what God has called us to do. So let's pray, ask God to bless our time together, and then we'll jump into the message for today. Lord, thank you so much for the gift of your Son, how he came and gave his life for us so that we could have new life, life that is everlasting. And so today, as we open up the scriptures, Lord, I pray that we would hear from you. God, I pray that we as a church family would embrace your views and how you view the family, how you view children. And God, I pray that we would be a church that is investing in future generations. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. So I just really have three sermons for you today. And so if you would bear with me, I'm going to just preach them all at the same time, all right? Because one part of my sermon is going to be really geared at folks who are currently parenting children. And then our kids are actually, well, they were supposed to be in service with us today, but I think maybe they went off to have a party. So maybe they're at the bathroom right now. But when they come back in, I'll be talking to them directly as well. But then also just as a church family, I'll be sharing some views that our church has. And in case you're here today and you're saying, well, great, I came on the wrong Sunday because I don't have kids. Or maybe my kids are grown and they're gone. This message is really for all of us because we are part of God's family together. We are all part of one family. God is our Father. Here comes those guys. God is our Father. And so it is our responsibility as a whole, and it's our opportunity as a whole to be able to shepherd and raise up kids. And so hopefully you're going to learn something about what it's like, if you haven't had kids yet, about what it's going to be like. I think you might have just gotten scared off a little bit from that. Might decide to delay that for a moment. But also for those of us who maybe their kids are gone and off, to say, you know what, we can all work together to be a church that loves children, that raises them up, and that sends them off, and they become a spiritual heritage, and they become really everything that God wants them to be. So the first thing that I want you to see is this, is that children are a blessing, right? Children are a blessing. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, we read this earlier in our series, but you'll see that God, after he made the man and the woman, he said this to them, God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And so we see that God blessed them by allowing them to partake in his design and saying, hey, be fruitful and multiply. And that is actually part of the blessing. That's part of being blessed by God, is this the ability to procreate. You see, life is so wonderful and so amazing, but in so many ways, we actually can't even understand it. And yet, God allows us to participate with him by procreating. He created us in his image, and we are allowed to participate in procreating little people who are made in his image that will grow up to worship him and follow him. So children truly are a blessing. the message that you might get from the world or that you might believe from yourself is more like this: children are a burden. That it can sometimes come out in jokes and little innuendos or whatnot, but it can be like, children are a burden. And I will say this, children are a big responsibility, but children are not a burden. We should really view them as a blessing. And so when God blesses us with children, we are excited about that and we embrace that and we want to fulfill everything that he's got for us. And so children are a blessing. Psalm 139 tells us this, that not only are children are a blessing, but that they are especially made by God. And these kids are back in here now. And I want you children to hear this today, that not only are you a blessing, but that you are special. Now, I know we live in a day and age where people might make fun of this and say, oh, you know, this young generation these days, they think they're so special. Well, the fact is they are special. They are created in the image of God. And I want you to hear this from Psalm 139, says this: For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So every single kid here today, you need to get this. Pay attention to Pastor John, right? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you special. God knows exactly who you are, and he puts you together exactly the way you are. The color of your hair, the color of your eyes, the freckles you have, everything about you, God has given you that and blessed you with that. With that, I will also say that not only are you fearfully and wonderfully made, but I want you to hear this. In spite of that, the world doesn't revolve around you, all right? That's a big message for little kids. But I want you to hear this, that God loves you and you are special to him, but you are not the center of the universe. It's a healthy view for kids to embrace and know is that, yes, I've been made special, but I'm not the boss. Yes, I've been made special, but I'm not God, and I'm not in charge. And yes, I've been made special, and I've got a special part to play in God's kingdom, but God's kingdom does not revolve around me. God's kingdom is all about Jesus. Amen? And so, a message to the church here to say children are a blessing, and we as a church need to receive that blessing. Many times I've heard folks in the church here comment and say, especially some of our legacy members, to say, you know what, it's so wonderful to see so many kids running around here and to hear their laughter and to see the things that they're up to around the building. It kind of brings in joy and it brings in life. And having children around and involving them in the life of the church is something that we really embrace. That's why once a month we bring the kids in for the whole entire service, and that's today. We bring them in because we want them to participate in the life of the church and see what it's like to be in big church, right, so to speak. To say, hey, we're in here with everybody else, and we're a part of what's going on. Because children are not just little people that are to be set off aside and to just be babysat, but they're actually people that we're investing in as a church. And regardless of where you are in your season of life, we all work together as a church to take care of this responsibility that God has given us. And that's why I'm so thankful for so many of you guys who see things that way. Even though you may not have children at home right now, we've been blessed by so many people, like even my own family, to say, actually, this past weekend, Miss Bernadette, her children are grown and gone. But she said, you know what, Pastor? I'll come over and watch your kids so that you and Christy can go out and have a date night. And so she realizes how important it is to be a blessing to younger families. And so if you're here and you're single, or if you're here and your children are grown, look around. See some of these moms that are going bald. They're pulling their hair out. The kids are going crazy. We got a hand raised back here to say, hey, you'll receive some babysitting back there. Okay. just to say, you know what? We can all work together to raise up this generation coming up. As a church, we realize that church in church, family is important, and children are a blessing, not to just their individual families, but to the church as a whole. But not only are children a blessing, children are also a responsibility, all right? Children are a responsibility. And so it's not just a gift that we open up on Christmas and say, oh, that was great. But it's actually a job, right? It's a chore that we take on. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 tells us that we are to invest in our kids. And it says this, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. You see, we as parents have a responsibility to train up our children. Not to just kind of willy-nilly, like whatever happens, happens, but we are to train them up. You might hear kind of a mindset from the world these days that says, well, I don't want to tell my kid what to do. I'm just going to let my kid believe what they want to believe, and that's good for them. And I would say that is a very foolish thought. If that's a thought that you've had that's crossed your mind, let me just encourage you as your pastor to totally rethink that and say it is your responsibility to the Lord and to your children to raise them up intentionally under the watch care of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not let the world raise your kids. Do not let the TV raise your kids. Because if you say, well, I don't want to raise my kid and tell them what to believe, well, guess what? Somebody else is standing in line that will do that for you. And they will not be teaching them the values and the beliefs that you want them to have. And so when they go off the rails later in life and you're scratching your head going, what in the world happened? I could circle back around and let you know what's happened is that you maybe did not train them up in the way that they should go. Now, that's in the book of Proverbs. And as we all know, Proverbs are generally true. But sometimes there's parents who do raise their kids up. They train them up in the ways of the Lord. And those kids become adults, and then they make their own decisions, and they go off the rail. That doesn't mean that just because you raise your children up to follow the Lord, that 100% of the time, that's always going to happen. Sometimes kids go off the rail. Sometimes, just like Pastor John did, they go buck wild for a season of their life. But down deep, that training is still there. The Bible verses, the songs that they sang, the things that they learned in a class are still there. And our prayer for those kids is that one day they will come back around and that the Lord will remind them of the training that they received and that they'll get back on the right path with Jesus Christ. Amen? And so there is still hope for kids who have gone wayward. And so for us as parents, there's a whole lot of things we could say about what it means to train up a child in the way they could go. One of those ways is to teach Scripture to our kids. We appreciate Margaret and the job that she's doing, helping our kids memorize Scripture through songs. And we're actually going to memorize a verse. I'm going to get us to go ahead and skip up a few slides here. And Thanksgiving is coming up. Here recently, a lot of our kids memorized Psalm chapter 96. Which was pretty lengthy, right? I think there was like 13 verses in there. But we're actually going to, as a church, we're going to memorize Psalm 100 leading up to Thanksgiving. So do me a favor. Let's all stand back together. You're getting a little too comfortable there. We're going to say out loud Psalm 100. And let me challenge you that if you don't not exactly sure maybe how to do this at home, that you would take this from the church and you would allow the church to come alongside of you and your family and say, you know what, here's an easy opportunity. Your child will go home with this paper today with Psalm 100 written on it. And over the next 4 weeks, you could just say, you know what, Pastor John, Renee, the children's director, has encouraged us to learn this. And we can learn this together as a family. And I guarantee you, you will find this fruitful in your life if this is not a discipline that you already have. So let's read it out loud together. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. It is he who made us, and we are his. With thanksgiving. and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Great job, guys. You may be seated. That is Psalm 100. A way to train up your children is to teach them the Word of God, to teach them intentionally, set time aside, set aside time at your dinner table to invest in your children, to raise them up in the Lord. But children are a responsibility. Children also have responsibility, right? And so that's where we go to Ephesians chapter 6. Children are a responsibility that we as parents have been given by God. But children that are in here today, let me let you know that you have a responsibility as well, Levi. Levi? No. Eyes up here. Train up your children. Regardless. I'm going to jump ahead and just tell you this. We have a responsibility as a church to train up children. And you have my blessing and encouragement that if you see my children doing something that you know Pastor John wouldn't want them to do, would you please speak to them and just let them know, hey, I don't think your dad would want you to be doing that. I don't think your mom would approve of that. And that is okay with me. It's kind of a group effort here. At least in my household, we view this church as our family. And we don't have any like blood relatives anywhere close by, several hours away. It's the closest. And so in so many ways, you guys have been church, have been family for us. And in a lot of ways, closer than family. And so feel free to speak into the lives of our kids. And if you feel the same, if you would trust us with that, feel free to say that to me. I'm not going to just assume that. But I need your help because I can't have eyes everywhere. And my kids have figured that out. They've realized that when they were younger, they thought I could see everything. And now they've gotten older and they realize, wait, there's stuff I can get away with. And so I need your help there. So children, you have a responsibility as well. Let me tell you this. You might not believe this from your parents, but maybe you'll believe it from me, that being a parent is hard work. It's a lot of responsibility. And there's a lot of stress and a lot of things that we do that you don't understand. And so let me encourage you to obey God's word, even when you don't feel like obeying your parents, that you would obey your parents in the Lord. That means that you obey your parents because that's what God has commanded you to do, and not because, and even though you don't feel like it in the moment, or maybe even if you're old enough, some of our teens, to go, you know what, I don't even think my parents are right. Has some teenagers have thought that in the past. That sometimes I think I know better than my parents. Would you still obey them even when you feel like they're wrong? Because in obeying them, you are obeying the Lord. Honor your father and mother that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. I know a lot of times it doesn't feel like your parents know everything, and sometimes it might feel like your parents don't know anything. But the Bible says that if you'll honor your father and your mother, that you'll live long in the land. Because believe it or not, one day you're going to grow up and you're going to turn 25 and 30 and 35, and you're going to look back and you're going to go, oh, I didn't know what I was talking about. And I want to say that in the nicest way possible, but just in a lot of ways, you're going to go, oh man, now I realize, now that I have my own kids, how much work my parents were really doing that I didn't quite get, and why they didn't always say yes to everything. So parents, we have a responsibility. Children, you have a responsibility. But also the church has a responsibility to raise up children to honor and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you guys once again. In so many ways, you've already been doing this. We have so many people that are here right now that serve in our children's ministry. And I know they're even right now, well, there's not as many today, is there? Because the kids are in here. But if you serve in the children's ministry in any capacity, would you do me a favor and would you stand up real quick? All right, you may be seated. Let me tell you this. Our children's ministry always needs more volunteers. We could always use more people who would say, you know what? I thought I was past that stage. I don't even want to go back. but I realize there's a need, and we have a responsibility as a church to get involved. Or you might even say, hey, I don't even have kids yet, so you're the ones that decided to have them. You take care of them. Well, that's true, okay? You got us. But as a church family, let me just encourage you to say, you know what? Once a month isn't too much to say, you know what? I'll serve, and I'll help, and I'll invest, and I'll open up the Word of God to a kid. Because you never know what kind of difference you're making in a kid's life. You never know what that kid's going to remember one day when they look back and they say, you know what? I remember Mr. West being in there, and he was teaching us about this, and he said this thing, and West will have long forgot about that. But that kid will still remember the impact and the impression and the example that you impressed upon them. And so let me encourage us as a church to get involved and be responsible and accept responsibility for the children of the church. So children are a blessing and children are a responsibility, but children are also a heritage. Psalms 127, verse 3 says this, that children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. And so children are a heritage from the Lord. What is it saying there? It's saying this, that not only are kids a responsibility that we need to invest in the now, but we also need to be thinking about the future and where those kids are going to go, because the Bible says that we should multiply and fill the earth, right? Well, when we multiply and fill the earth, whether you're here with no kids, have not been able to have children, children are full grown, have a house full, whatever your situation might be, God understands that. And we work together as a church family to create a heritage for the Lord, because there will be a day when Pastor John and when Reggie and other leaders in the church have passed off the scene, and it'll be those kids that were up here trying to grab that microphone, right? Those are the ones you got to watch out for, because those could be the future leaders at Belmont Baptist Church to say, you know what, I learned, I grew, I was discipled, and now I'm a heritage, and now I'm passing on the torch to my children and my grandchildren. And so we as parents need to think long term. Don't just think about getting through the night. Don't just think about sending that kid off to his room so you could check Facebook one more time. Think about 10 years from now. Think about 20 years from now and what you're creating in that little man or that little woman, and saying, you know what, let me do what's most important right now and not what's just urgent in the moment. And when you think long term, when you think heritage that you're creating, whether it's individually inside of your family or whether it's us corporately as a church, it changes our approach to children and it changes our approach to what we're trying to accomplish in them. And so children are a heritage from the Lord. Children, let me encourage you to embrace that and say, you know what? Teenagers these days are walking away from the Lord in great numbers. In fact, you know, the numbers tell us that the church in America is declining and that more and more younger people are not wanting to attend church or be in church or follow the Lord. And so we know that when it comes to following the Lord, kind of seasons kind of ebb and flow. And let me encourage you that if you're here this morning and you're hearing this message, that you would say, you know what? I'm going to be one of the ones who doesn't fall away. I'm going to be one of the ones that stays true to Jesus Christ. And even if I'm in high school or I'm heading off to college, that I'm not going to be one of those ones that just checks out of church and says, okay, I did that all the way till I was 18, but now I've graduated, now my parents aren't around, now I'm going to do what I want to do. Instead, go ahead and make a commitment right now that from now to the end of your life, you are going to be a person who follows the Lord Jesus Christ in a daily and substantial way that leaves a legacy for your children and for your grandchildren. Children are a heritage from the Lord. For us as a church, we're trying to think more and more that way to say, what is it that we're doing with our children and our children's ministry and our youth ministry to leave a heritage for the next generation so that the faith continues, so that more and more people can come to know Jesus Christ? thank you guys for the way that you give and the way that you serve and the way that you invest, so that as more kids come, we've been able to expand and open up new rooms and even more rooms planned, because as more and more folks show up with children, we want to be a church that says, you know what, we're glad you're here. Come on in. And we have a place for you. And so we all have a part to play in leaving a heritage with children. Children are a responsibility. They're a blessing. And we want to make sure we leave a heritage with them. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the gift of life.